Ever look at a famous painting and think, what's the story here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's something more just below the surface.
Right.
Well, today we're taking a deep dive into William Adolphe Bouguereau's Pietà.
Ah, the Pietà. Powerful subject.
And it's not just the biblical scene. There's a whole other layer to uncover.
Yeah, the Pietà itself and kind of draws you in. You know, artists have been drawn to it for centuries.
Right.
Mary cradling Jesus after the crucifixion.
Yeah.
It taps into something universal, that grief, the loss.
You see this painting in a museum. It's like this wave of emotion hits you.
Absolutely.
Mary in mourning, you can just feel her sorrow, the way she's holding Jesus.
So tender.
But then there's this other element, almost like a hidden message, that arc of eight angels surrounding them.
Ah, yes, the angels. They add another dimension to Bouguereau's interpretation, for sure. Mm-hmm. Each one's a different color.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some scholars think they're meant to represent the colors of the rainbow, in fact.
Oh, wow, like a rainbow.
Uh-huh. So think about it, the rainbow after Noah's Ark.
Hmm.
Symbol of hope, renewal, right? God's promise.
Yeah, yeah. After all that suffering, the flood.
Exactly. So you see, Bouguereau, he might be hinting at something similar here.
Wow, so even in this scene, all this sadness, there's a glimmer of optimism.
It's like he's saying, even in the darkest times, healing's possible. New beginnings.
That's amazing. And this isn't just Ingwai Pietà.
Right.
There's an inscription right on the urn in the painting. It's a dedication to Bouguereau's son.
Georges, yeah, he died very young, only 16.
16, that's tragic. And that inscription, it completely changes things, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Transforms the painting entirely. No longer just a biblical scene, a masterpiece.
Yeah.
It becomes something else.
It's like we're seeing into his world, you know.
Exactly.
This famous painting, the Pietà, everyone recognizes it.
Yeah.
But then underneath, it's this incredibly personal expression of grief, a father's love for his son.
Powerful. It makes you think, right? What's behind other artworks, seemingly impersonal? But maybe not.
It's like he's letting us into his private world, even as he's painting one of the most famous scenes in our history.
Right. And that's what's so compelling about it. This idea that even these renowned artists, these figures we put on pedestals, they poured their lives into their work, their joys, their sorrows.
And we get to experience that rawness centuries later. It's like this unspoken language. You know, we all understand loss, grief.
It connects us. Across time.
Yeah.
A testament to the power of art, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely. It makes you think about all those other masterpieces hanging in museums, right?
Oh, I know it.
How many hidden stories are out there just waiting to be discovered? And how would knowing those stories change how we see those paintings?
That's the beauty of art, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Always more to uncover, another layer to peel back.
Mm-hmm.
It's a journey. It never really ends.
Like a treasure hunt for meaning.
Exactly. And that is what makes art so endlessly fascinating, don't you think?
Absolutely. So when we stand before Bouguereau's Pietà, knowing this heartbreaking backstory, does it change how we see it?
Hmm.
Do we feel the tragedy more keenly, knowing this famous artist experienced such a profound loss himself?
That's the question, isn't it? Does it deepen our empathy for Mary's sorrow? Make us more aware of the universality of grief?
Or maybe, even though it's sad, it offers a kind of comfort, knowing that even in those dark times, beauty, art, they can still emerge.
In hope. Don't forget hope. Symbolized by those rainbow-hued angels, perhaps.
It's incredible, isn't it, how one little detail, that inscription, can completely change how we understand an entire work of art.
Reminds us art doesn't exist in a vacuum. It comes from the artist's life, their experiences, good and bad.
And understanding those influences, it gives us a much deeper appreciation for what we're seeing.
Connects us on a human level, across centuries, shared experience.
Exactly. And that's what makes this deep dive into Bouguereau's Pietà so fascinating. It's a reminder of the power of art to help us connect, to offer comfort, and to remind us of the strength of the human spirit.
Beautifully put. It makes you wonder, you know, how much did his own tragedy, his son dying so young, how'd that affect how he painted the Pietà?
Oh, totally. Like, how do you take that grief and put it onto a canvas? Did he do anything differently than other artists who's painted the same scene?
Well, one thing that jumps out is how intense the emotion is.
Yeah.
The whole feeling of the painting. The way he paints Mary's face, you can just feel her anguish.
Yeah.
And the way she's holding Jesus.
It's heartbreaking.
Yes. Incredibly moving. Some art historians think Bouguereau's own grief. It kind of seeps into the work, you know, gives it this raw power that you just connect with.
Makes sense, right? Channeling his own pain into the art makes it more real, more relatable.
Exactly. And it's not just Mary's grief you feel. The angels, too, they're full of sorrow, but also this compassion, as if they're feeling it, too, you know, mirroring what we feel when we see it.
Like he's drawing us in, asking us to share in their grief. We've all felt loss, that sorrow.
Precisely. That's arch power, isn't it?
Mm.
It goes beyond words, beyond time, connects us to those emotions even centuries later.
Now, we talked about the inscription, how powerful that is, but those angels with their rainbow colors, there's something hopeful about them, even with all the sadness.
You're right to pick up on that. Those vibrant colors, like you said, they're echoing the rainbow, that symbol of hope and renewal. You don't always see that in depictions of the Pietà.
So he's saying even in death, there's something more, a light at the end of the tunnel.
Exactly. And remember, this isn't just a painting of a Bible story. This is Bucaro, his beliefs, his way of dealing with loss. Maybe he's saying even with grief this strong, there's solace in faith in the idea of life after death.
Wow, that adds a whole other dimension to the painting. Like we're seeing his own spiritual journey, how he found meaning in tragedy.
And that is what makes it so captivating. It's not just a beautiful image. It's a testament to what art can do, how it helps us cope with emotion, explore big questions, try to understand what it all means, you know?
The human experience.
Exactly.
It makes you wonder, how differently would we see art if we knew more about the artist? Their struggles, their joys, it's like a secret code unlocking a whole new level of meaning.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important to come to art open-minded, ready to learn. Every masterpiece, there's a story there waiting to be told. And that story, it enriches the experience, makes you appreciate the art even more.
Makes you wonder, how was this painting seen back then, when Bouguereau was alive? People didn't know about the inscription, his personal tragedy. Could they grasp the full weight of it, the depth of what he was expressing?
That's a fascinating question. It's like we've been given this gift, this deeper understanding. Makes you wonder how many other masterpieces are out there with hidden meanings, just waiting to be uncovered.
Exciting to think about, right? Always more to learn, to discover. Maybe that's part of what makes art so powerful. It can still surprise us, challenge us, stick with us long after we've seen it. It's like we're stepping back in time, getting this glimpse into the soul of an artist from another era.
Yeah, and that's the magic of art, right? It connects us across centuries, erases those lines between people, cultures.
And about that inscription on the urn, you know, it really adds a whole other layer to the whole thing. It's like Bouguereau is saying, okay, yes, this is the Pietà, everyone knows it, but it's also my story. This is my pain.
That's powerful. And I think by doing that, by being so open about his own grief, he makes the painting even more than just a famous biblical scene.
Right.
It becomes something everyone can relate to, this reflection on loss, sadness, grief, and ultimately that glimmer of hope.
It's interesting though, because on one hand, knowing about his son, it makes it so personal.
Right. You feel almost like you shouldn't be looking.
Exactly. Like we're intruding on a private moment.
Bad.
Then at the same time, it makes it more universal, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely, because we realize these famous artists, they were human too. They felt the same things we do, the joy, the sorrow.
It reminds us we're all connected in a way.
Exactly. And maybe that's one of the biggest takeaways from our look at Bouguereau's Pietà today. It's a masterpiece, sure, but also this profound reminder that art reflects the human experience.
With all its ups and downs, all the messy stuff.
All of it. The complexity, the beauty, it's all there. And it makes you want to go look at all art differently, don't you think?
Absolutely. Think about the stories behind them, the emotions, what was going on in that artist's life.
Yeah, what they were feeling when they created it.
It's like there's always something to discover hidden beneath the surface.
And sometimes those hidden messages, they're the most profound.
So next time you're at a museum, really look at the art. Don't just glance at it.
Take your time.
Think about the artists, their influences, everything they went through. You might find a whole new level of meaning you never saw before.
It's a journey worth taking.
It really is.
Yeah.
And that's a wrap on our deep dive into Bouguereau's Pietà. We'll see you next time.